Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
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 Hey, Big Red, what's up, lady? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm like, hello. I'm like, where?
My bad. You know what? I had the mute button on. My bad.
And I'm sitting there like, hello.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to another episode of The Menu. This is Brother B. Along with me, I have Big Red. Say hi, Big Red.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Yes. Bad Applesauce, a.k.a. The Agenda, a.k.a. Nicole, is apparently on vacation. And Mika, I think she's hiding under the table somewhere. I don't know. In any event.
In any event.
What's going on with you, lady? How you doing?
I'm good, hungover.
Hungover?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw something. Yeah. Where were you at? What were you doing?
A friend of mine, her birthday was yesterday, and she had a little, she had a little something at a little bar. And, I came to a birthday of mine a couple of years ago, and I never got a chance to go out with her any for her birthday. So I said, you know what, I need to get up out this house. So I went. I had a pretty good time. I mean, it was kind of a hood booger place, but it was hood, but, had a good time. The music was good.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I feel at this age, it's like when we're going out and having a good time, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just different now. Like, the way people are now, it's just different. And it's like when you got grandparents in there and they dress like they 20-year-olds, it's like, that's a problem for me.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Like some of these dudes look like, like they just got out. And I'm sure they like in their late 40s, 50 years old, you just getting out, and now you trying to hang out with the young bucks, and it's just crazy. I don't know. But, it was a good time. It wasn't, any drama, thank goodness. So,
Oh, well, that's always good.
Yeah.
That is always good. So.
And she had a good time. That was important, so.
Oh, very much. Yeah, it was her birthday.
Yeah,
so,
her birthday. She had
Did she, like, throw up or anything like that? Or she,
yeah, she definitely did. She left the party for me and the other girls that was there before me. She was done. She was done.
That's good.
So she had a good time.
Never a real party until you toss your cookies.
Exactly.
That's when it gets real. That's when you know you have fun.
That's how you know you have fun.
You're tossing your cookies. That's when you're really getting into the festivities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Some relaxing. I'm all right. trying to beat back the devil.
Yeah, we all trying to do that.
Just keep coming at me with a batarang, though.
I
can't deal with that. But it's all good. Tonight's topic, online love. Does it really work, and is it replacing personal interaction? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And online love. What's your take on this? Big Red.
It's a lot. it's scarier now. I think now it's scarier. I can say from my experiences of dealing with online, and you remember when they had the chat line type thing with the phones?
Yeah.
For some reason, to me, and this is only my experience, to me, I think it was much easier to deal with that type of thing through phone interaction because you heard the person, and I don't know, I think because I had a little bit of experience in that, you can, like, kind of tell over the phone what kind of person you're dealing with or what you're over.
Yeah,
what
you kind of get a little vibe. Get a vibe through the
right.
conversation.
Because of the exactly, because of the conversation. And even with voice, like, you can even, like, you know how some, I mean, you know, my voice is deep, so, you know, I'm always mistaken for a male. But, you know, even when I told guys, I'm like, well, I'm a female. They're like, well, why did you have a coming? I said, because, you know, I'm always mistaken as a male. I don't want nobody to get no misconceptions. They're like, no, well, you sound like a female. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. It's like through the phone and you can kind of, like, distinguish what's going on. I know all the time some people are just very naive, but, you know, through my experience, and if you're experienced in it, you kind of know. Because you can, like you said, it's a vibe. You can talk to a person. Now with online, it's easier to hide yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I think as the years went on and like I said, as social media started getting bigger, it's just like it's much harder now because now you really don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. You really don't know who you're dealing with, and that, you know, with those guys that got their show on TV where, you know, they're helping people fish out who's real and who's not, and it's like, that's really changing the game. That shows you how much the game has changed.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, one thing that, like, I've done it before, and I can't say that I've had some, you know, any, like, really bad experiences. You know, I've, you know, the people that I have met on there, you know, were solid. You know, they were, you know, good individuals. You know, came across a couple of kooks, which, you know, quickly, can't talk to you anymore, type stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, you really got to be careful, especially for, I mean, I could say just for the women, but really, for anybody, you got to be
right.
careful because, you know, a dude will turn around and meet a chick, and he'll be like, well, hey, yeah, I'll come check you out. Next thing you know, she's sending homeboy up to get robbed or whatever.
Right, or, right.
Or absolutely. She might be a serial killer herself. You
right.
know? So I really think that, you know, there's – I think there's just like there's a plus and minus to everything. I think that you know, it's okay. It's okay. Like, you can meet somebody on there, you know, of some type of substance, but it depends on, like, where you're really trying to take it. Because, you know, nowadays, you know, I think it was more serious when it first came out. People
right.
were more serious about it than now. Like, now it's just like a tool to, like, oh, let's hook up and have sex.
Right, absolutely. People, exactly. It's like people took it, you know, you're right about that. I mean, it was, to me, I feel that it was always a tool to, you know, have some type of, like, you know, you're going to have some type of sexual activity, you know, hooking up with whoever or whatever. But,
yeah.
It was just, like I said, it was just different a couple of years. Like with like Black Planet and I'll say even down to MySpace, it was kinda like it was kinda mediocre. It was just like, all right, you can meet this one. I said, what's going on, you know, so the sexual activity is gonna happen, but you kinda more wanted to know more about the person. You wanted to deal with the person depending on what you've seen or, you know, wanted to get to know them. But now it's just like people, they're just going off of what they see. They don't even want to really get to know. They're just going off of what they see. Like, if they see a picture of you, and it's like, okay, they're going to look like that all the time, or that's what they're going to be all the time. And it's just like, no, that person is not going to look like that all the time. Now, if people are trying to fall in love with you, trying to deal with this person, even trying to, you know, have some type of sexual activity, guess what? You're going to have to see them in a different type of light. You know, they're not going to always, you know, that chick ain't going to always have that 330 bundle pack weave. She ain't going to always have that makeup plastered on her face when you, you know, when y'all, you know, getting down to it. You're not going to always look like that.
True.
But now it's the thing of, and then they have these things online where it's like, what is it called? The thirst traps or whatever they call it. And it's like, I'm like, and when I used to hear it, thirst trap, I'm like, what the hell is that? But now it's because these females and the dudes do it too. They get online. They, you know, they looking all good and everybody got, you know, chest hanging out, body hanging out, showing all kinds, you know, every picture is muscles and this, that, and the other. And if you try to engage with them in terms of maybe conversation or giving them a compliment, just like, oh, yeah, thank you, boo, oh, thank you. They doing it for the likes. They're not even doing it because they want somebody, you know, they trying to look at somebody. They just doing it for the likes.
And that's crazy because that goes to show you how many lonely-ass people are out there who are not really looking for some type of companionship, but they're just looking to be liked. They're just looking. They just want to be noticed.
And exactly.
It's just so it's sad because if you have to resort to an online method to make a friend, then there's a problem. Now, I'm not against like online dating or stuff like that, but the problem that I do have with it is it is taken away from the personal interaction. Because, see, one thing that online dating does do is, like, you can't be coming up there misspelling words. Like, you got to be able to type.
Right.
Nowadays. Unless you got one of them computers with the speech to text or whatever, or, you know, you got it on your phone, but you got to be able to type. And you got to, you know, be spelling stuff correct because people look at you and be like, oh, you just type, you just misspelled this, you misspelled that. I mean, I've had that experience.
Right.
Because I know I'm a bad speller. So some chick years ago was like, oh, you misspelled this word, you spelled that word. I'm like, okay.
And then she's going off of that.
You are, Ms. Critical. Yeah, Ms. Critical.
Right,
like,
but then she's
Critical.
She's going off of your spelling, and she probably automatically saying, oh, yeah, he's ignorant. Oh, he's this, he's that. And it's just like, all right, you should misspell the word. Nobody's going to spell a word perfectly all the time.
You know, everybody can't be perfect like you think you are.
Right. You're not going to spell it, and sometimes you spell the word and you think is right. It may not be, but sometimes maybe it is. You just, you know, like I said, especially if you're not using that word all the time, but yeah, it takes a lot, and I think it's more within the last couple of years. It takes a lot of the personal. It takes a lot of the personal, you know, out of it, because you got to the point where people don't even want to interact with you over the phone. Everybody just wants to text, or they want to they'll hit you up on the whatever online dating site or whatever it is. That's the only time they want to communicate with you.
You are like direct message or something like that.
Right, direct message. They don't want no phone number. They don't want to exchange. You know, it's like if you be like, oh, well, let's exchange numbers. Oh, but I'd rather communicate with you on here. That makes me kind of weary.
Yeah.
Because that makes
me
think that you hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, that's a lot of people don't pay attention to that. They don't pick up on the fact that, you know, like somebody, like sometimes, like I know one thing, like when I used to do it, if you didn't post a picture, nobody was really checking for you.
Right.
But
right.
I like to check, but sometimes I had to do the ones with no picture because maybe their bio or the little description, you know, something that they said was cool. So I just wanted to check them out. But then, But once again, you got to be careful because just because they post it like, oh, let me send me a pic, and they send you a pic, that ain't got to be them.
Right,
that's
absolutely.
The problem. I mean, it started getting real bad probably like what, maybe like 2 years ago, when you started having people scamming with the, oh, you know, they start off, you know, you're talking, and then they want to ask you for money.
Mm-hmm.
And then
exactly.
They want to ask
they're
you to say,
good.
You know, they, yeah, and I'm like, oh, you guys serious? Like, really? Like, okay,
right.
like there can't be anything just someone innocent anymore. Like, you just had to take it there. Now someone found a way to get online and just scamming people.
Right.
And get
somebody
to send money. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know how you're still doing it. Like, first of all, I'm not sending some money. I've read it all. Oh, I've come from this country, and I'm poor, and I live in a hut, and I got one sneaker. Listen, you've been doing with that one sneaker and living in a hut. Keep
right.
doing what you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, really,
right,
get a paper bag or something for the other. Tie
but see, that's
other
a that's
know?
A that's a scam. That's a scam. That just that, see that's see is the difference. See, that's something that just is right here. That's not even that's different. You guys, okay? Let's talk about the people that they get hooked up with somebody. Like I said, they thinking that they're in love with this person. They think this person is in love with them. And then this, oh, but my mother's sick, or oh, I'm bad right now, and this and that. Remember, they done already got this person on their side. They know this person is vulnerable, so they already got this person on their side with, oh, I love you. Because remember, they done blurted out the I love you word, but not, you know, the person didn't hear it online. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so pretty. You're so beautiful. This, that,
and
another.
How are you going
to
love somebody that you haven't met yet?
They,
because you
we're gonna get on that. I'm telling you, we're gonna get to that. That's what I'm saying. That you done,
okay.
You done already butted up that person, and then, like I said, as you buttering up, then you, I my rent is due, and oh, I don't want to be homeless, and I don't want to ask you for anything, and it's, but then that's when the person says, oh, but I love you, or I feel a certain way about you. Oh, how much do you need? Oh, how I'll Western Union you some money. Or I'll do the. That's how it goes. And that's what I said. It's like a. That's the new. That's the new scam. That's the new scam, and it's crazy.
Well, my thing is, I don't know how new that is, because I was dealing with that. When I was, doing the online thing, because you would, you know, be kicking with the person for a while, you know, try to meet up, and of course, you know, oh, I can't do it this weekend, or I can't do it. Okay, no problem. And then next thing you know, oh, could you send me some money to get out there, or... Oh, damn, my life is about to get cut off. And I'm like, wow. I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
So you really think I'm supposed to go send money? Like, for all I know, you could be some big Debo-ass dude sitting behind a computer with pictures, posting pictures of your sister, trying,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to get money.
Trying to pimp her out.
Yeah. And she don't even know what the hell is going on. I don't
exactly.
know what's going on. Like, you using my picture for what? Well, how much money did you get?
Right? You stupid. How much money did you get? Well, keep on using it. I don't care.
Yeah, keep on using it.
It's crazy. Yes. And
like, do I have to meet him? I don't have to meet him either. Oh wow. Yeah.
Oh right. I ain't got to do that. Oh god. But that's the crazy thing about it. It's like. You know, that's the crazy thing about it. Now, getting back to what you said, exactly. How did you fall in love with somebody that you never even met? It's not like I've known
know.
You and we started talking. You know, it's not like, oh, maybe you know somebody that I've known for a long time and we started talking and, you know, somebody I went to school with or somebody back in the days when I was young. That's a different story. We talking about total strangers. I don't know you from the alley cat. And,
but yet,
and you fall in love.
I love
and,
you.
I love you. Right.
How are you going to love me? You don't even know me. You don't know if my farts stink. You don't know how my underarms smell. You're like, you never met me. So how could you love somebody? Like, listen, I get it. I get it because, you know, sometimes people just have some good communication skills. Some people just make you feel comfortable because it's all about the communication. It's all
right.
about the talk.
And words.
And
words
yeah.
are very powerful.
And a person can be made to feel comfortable if you say the right thing
mm-hmm.
long enough. Some
yep.
people may not take that long because they're looking for something to lean on. They're looking for someone to, you know, stroke the ego.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, you know, so they go for it. And with that, they get used to that daily conversation that they're the, that, oh, you know, oh, hi, and, you know, oh, yeah, you're batting this, that, and the third, and, you know, we've been typing with each other for so long now, like, you know, I feel like I know you, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just want to, you know, blah, 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 and it's like, wow, you serious?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like that Catherine show, that's what I'm saying, like, with that show, with my thing is with that show being out and people seeing, and it's like they still, it's like they still, you know, they're still doing. It's like y'all don't watch this show, you're not seeing what's going on, and I've seen, and even not even that, I've watched like the judge shows, like Judge Mathis, and he has a lot of couples that are on there. And the girl or the guy is suing, you know, they're suing each other or somebody suing somebody. And guess where they meet? They meet online. Oh, how long you met this? Oh, we met each other online 6 months ago, and then he moved in with me. How the hell you moving somebody that you met six months ago online at that? I can't. I'm telling you, I watch it, like, I've seen it so many times, especially on, like, Judge Mathis, where it's a girl and a guy, and I got to eat, somebody's suing somebody, and it's all, and he'll ask, well, where did you meet? Oh, we met on Facebook, and he told me this, and he told me that, and he told me he a producer, and they believe in all this crap. Well, how long? And then he'll say, how long ago? Oh, I met him 3 months ago, and then we met up, and then he moved in with me after. Oh, you must be kidding me. 3 months, and you let this fucker move in with you after 3 months?
I said, no, wow.
And now you suing him for rent and whatever, because all of that, what he said, was a lie. No, he wasn't a music producer. No, he didn't have a car. No, he didn't.
Yo, listen, how that song go? Or Bette Midler? Then you know that you're my hero. But yo, somebody always looking for a hero. Listen, I'll go to Bodega to get my own damn hero. I ain't looking for a hero.
Right?
And nobody. If you can't save yourself, don't expect somebody else to try to save you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't really get how some of these people can be so gullible to, Like really? Like it just amazes me. And
it's not. I don't think it's being gullible.
Well, what is it? Is the need to be wanted?
It's desperation.
Yeah, it's desperation.
But I'm saying, listen. We know it's desperation. It's low self-esteem. Like I said, you have people, let me tell you something, Brother B. You have people that are online 24 hours a day. They don't go out their house. They don't, I'm going to say, you have people that stay in their home and they're on the computer 24 hours. That's their only way of communicating. They don't go out their home. They don't go nowhere. Like I said, once again, that Catfish show. When I watch it, a couple of us, one here or there, when I watch it, every time when they meet up with the person, the other person that's on the other end, this person always lives someplace like one of them places where it's like the next house is like maybe you got to drive another hour to get to somebody's house or something like that. They always live someplace where it's hardly no people or they don't have nothing to do around it.
So they play around on the computer.
Right, they're on the computer, and they'll say that too. Oh, it was just something to do. I got on the computer one day, and I seen her picture, and I just hooked up, and you know, I just started talking to her, and I put another picture, you know, and just like you said, that picture may not be that person. You put that picture up there, that's not you.
That's straight false advertising.
Exactly. Like, there was this lady on there, she got online, she was divorced or something like that. Now, mind you, she was an older woman. Her daughter was, like, in, like, 22, 23 years old with a child. So she was a grandmother on top of that. She got online. She hooked up with some guy that sparked her interest, or he sparked the interest in her or whatever. They did some research, and come to find out, they were saying, oh, well, basically, you know, he might be 16 years old, because all the pictures were, like, high school-type pictures. But the young man looked mature for his age. So they're like, oh, well, you might be dating a 17-year-old, and this, that, and the other. He was a nice-looking kid. Whoever the kid was, nice-looking kid, he was 17. Guess what? When they did even further research, guess what they found out? It wasn't that kid. They found out it was a chick that was hitting her up.
Oh, wow.
It was a chick but you know what I noticed on that show, too? That's a lot of that happens. Every time they do more research into the person, the male end up being the female, and the female end up being the male.
Wow.
That's dangerous.
So, she was showing her pictures of her little brother.
Exactly.
From a little brother out there.
Right. It could be your little brother out on Facebook or whatever it was they was on. But it was just crazy. The lady, she was so upset. She was like, you don't know. I feel like punching you in your face. But I say to myself, what made me mad is, miss, you are not a young woman. It's not like you young and this is happening. Miss, your daughter is 20-some years old, so you got to be like in your late 40s or something like that with a grandchild, and you didn't see what was going on?
I guess he was, I guess like you said, desperation. Like, I guess she was just looking so much for the companionship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just looking like, you know, start all over and, you know, have a good time. I mean, I don't, you know, but what's crazy is a lot of people are afraid to go out now because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's crazy out there. Even when you're driving the street, from road rage, crazy-ass drivers, just walking the street, taking the train or the bus, like, people are just really off the chain.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Man, like, when did like, everybody just get a free pass on, like, being buffoons and going crazy?
The doctors made it okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They must be giving them some type of pills or something like that.
That's what it is. You know what? You're hitting it right on the nose. That's what it is. Every time that they prescribe all those medications, Xanax and all them bipolar crazy medications, them doctors is getting money for that. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. You got anxiety. What's happening? Oh, you can't be around people. You know what? I'm going to prescribe you this.
Yeah,
it's all a money maker. It's sad.
Yeah, that's a bit much because my thing is, it's like you want to go out and mingle and maybe go to a bar or something like that, but you're hoping like a fight doesn't break out or,
mm-hmm.
you know, some women, and I've heard some women say it, like, you know, I don't want to be like hit on. Like maybe I just want to go to a bar and just sit down and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I don't feel like dancing or I want to dance by myself or dance with my girlfriend. Like, maybe I don't want to talk to anybody. So there's, like, this fear to go outside and do stuff nowadays because somebody's always turning it up a notch.
Right.
And
right.
It's, like, it's interesting, you know, because it's, like, so what do you want to be? You want to be social or antisocial? Like, what makes
right.
you think, like, going online is any better than being out in the street? At
right.
least you're meeting the person. At least you're, you know, you're seeing them, you know, you're feeling them out, as to where you're online reading something that somebody wrote And it, listen, it could be somebody that don't even know how to write. Somebody's sitting there typing the form.
Right, absolutely.
It could, like, it could be any damn body. But that's the risk that some people take nowadays. Like, they're
right.
really willing to take that risk to in search of fun, or in search of romance, or in search of,
mm-hmm.
of any type of relationship, whether it's physical or mental. Like, somebody's
right.
like, I just want somebody to understand me. Like, really?
I just want to be alone.
Yeah. Like, if you don't understand yourself, how do you expect somebody else to understand you?
Uh-huh, exactly.
I just want to be alone.
Yeah, I want somebody to love me. And you know what?
I need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I get it, but online ain't always it. Like, go
yeah.
outside, like, make a friend. But then again, there's like the other end of it. It's hard to go out there and like make a
yeah.
friend or something like that, because nowadays people don't want to talk. People just like, I'd be on the train or the bus or something. I'm somewhere waiting somewhere, and somebody just want to strike up a conversation. And I look at them like they just farted. And like, ew. Like, why are you next?
They farted and turned up the music to catch them.
Yeah.
So you don't notice the snap.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you next to me? Like, isn't there like a 3 to 5 feet space law? You know
but
what I'm saying?
You know
so,
what? That's the problem. That's, Brother B, that is the problem. I was thinking about that. That is the problem. People don't know about personal space. They used to teach us about personal space. Nobody knows about that anymore.
Well, people, from my understanding, I had a conversation with somebody some time ago, and they were like, well, people that don't live in this country don't really have an idea of personal space.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, like, that's your theory
right.
on it? He said, yeah, because, like, they're little, like, people outside of this country are, like, more close-knit. Like, they just have different, they see things differently than the
mm-hmm.
way here in America, everything has to be all strict and starch and, you know, oh, listen, like, back up. Like, everybody's kind of, like, hostile. Well, especially,
mm-hmm.
like, in New York City, everybody just has this attitude. So,
right.
like, you know, like, oh, my gosh, this person's talking to me. What do they want?
Right.
Like, oh, they want either want my purse or they want my wallet or,
right,
they,
or
want
they,
buy,
yeah.
they want me to buy them a bagel.
Do something to me.
Like
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want something. And it's like, but the sad part is, it's like, it's true, because you never know. Like, you're trying to be decent and you're trying conversation and you're like, oh, okay, well, this person sounds nice. And the next thing you know, oh, here's a pamphlet. I want you to read this. Or here,
right.
why don't you come to my gym? Or here, you know, I know someone who makes shoes your size. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
God, this person's
yeah.
trying to tell me something.
Right.
Like, somebody always
and
trying
that,
to push something
that, yeah,
on you.
And that does annoy you, and it does make you not want to be sociable, because you're right. And then, you know, I always got my, you know, I'm always on Facebook with my stories of how I'm the EVP magnet, or somebody's always trying, oh, well, I used to be your size. And let me show you this. I don't want to see your pictures of how you used to look, what you used to. I don't care about that. When I'm ready to lose my way, I will do. Guess what? I'm happy with myself. Obviously, you were not happy with the way you looked, so you did what you did for yourself. I don't care about that. I'm not going to join your thing. No, I'm not going to join your thing. No. And then because I made a mistake and did that. Once again, just like you said, trying to be nice, I said, okay, you know, I'm, you know, let me try to engage with somebody. You know, engage with a person. She was trying, you know, she was being nice about it, so I said, okay, let me be nice. I gave her my phone number, gave her my Facebook number. Next thing you know, she called me a day later, oh, she's trying to get me to pay for this, and, oh, well, you only need $100 and something, and you get this, and how much money do you spend on food every week? And it's a, miss, leave me alone. She want to know how much I spend on lunch every day when I was working. Oh, how much I spend on lunch and all the same amount of money I'm spending on lunch, I could buy what whatever she was selling. I'm like, listen, I cook at home. I don't know what kind of person you think I am or what kind of big person you think I am, but I cook my own food. So guess what? Leave me alone. I don't have time. But, you know, that's, you know.
Oh, you're mean. You're mean.
You're mean. You're mean.
You're
mean. I didn't tell her that.
You're
she
mean.
Just kept. Because, you know, then she kept trying to push the subject. And like I said, she's on the phone. Well, you can, oh, well, can you pay this amount of money? Well, by Friday, I'll call you and see if you can give me this amount of money. And can you pay for this? Don't try to budget out my money. You don't know what I have to do. Thank you. You don't know what I have to do.
And, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why. And that's why people are going to the online thing, social media. They're running to it because it's like, oh, my God, people are crazy. But guess what? Guess what, people? The same MFers that's out there on the streets is crazy. They got
right. They crazy online, too.
They're crazy online, too. And they're even crazier because they can be like, ooh, you know, I can Photoshop my teeth or I can, you know, make my nose look straight or I can or I can give myself some put a wig on or something like that.
Right.
You know, I can do all sorts of things.
I can
filter
my face so all these acne you won't see me. When you look at my picture, you think I got clear skin. And yeah, it's crazy.
Yo, no matter where you go, you really can't get away from it, but you just kind of have to decipher the crazies from the kooks. You know, there is a difference. Kooky is another. Trying to find somebody normal. I don't even know what normal is anymore. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, either. I'm saying it's hard. It is so hard as hell to distinguish how, you know, what to deal with now. Like I said, that online, or being online, and like I said, you know, It's just hard. It's like I commend people that do it and do, you know, get good results out of it. But, you know, it's not for everybody. And, you know, I've thought about going back to maybe like some of them little sites or whatever. But I said, you know what? And I wasn't like really heavy on it. I would do like one or two of them or whatever. But it's just like every time I go on there, I always, just like you said, I always EDP man, I always meet the nuts, the crazy, the ones that want to, you know, they try, they think because, like I said, because I'm, a heavy set person, oh, now you're going to try to run some game on it. It's like, listen, stop it. Stop with the game. Stop thinking that, Evan, but you know what? Other females that are my size make it bad for females like me because it's like, y'all go for the game. Y'all go for that stuff. Just because he tell you you're pretty, or he loves big girls, and he loves this and that. No, he don't. He only saying that to get me girls or get something from me. That's why he's saying.
Yeah.
And once he get what he wants, you gonna be
able. Oh, she a big girl. She cook. She cook steak.
Right. She cook. She. And then you stupid. And then when
he
get what he
steak,
wants.
But...
Then when he did you, you said she took a mean. She took a mean. Yeah, it's like, oh, you know, she can cook, or she got her own apartment, or she works, or this, that, and the other. And there's always some bum behind it, dude behind that. And the next thing you know, when she don't want to be bothered, or you get what you want out of her, then you run to the next chick and talk about her. It's like, come on, like stop it.
Exactly. I mean,
it's like stop it, but these women they go for that stuff and they sit and they suck it up. They suck it up like water, boy. They suck it up. And it's like, oh, at least I got a man. Okay, that's your business.
Well, my thing is, you shouldn't that shouldn't be the whole thing. The premise of going to date is just to say you got somebody. You know,
mm-hmm.
If you're looking to my whole thing is like friends first. And then let it progress.
Right.
But
nobody wants to
back
do that anymore.
No. You know, everybody just wanted to start, you know, jumping in drawers and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
right away. Like, I had my time with that and wanting to do that. But as you get older, it's like you want more substance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like before, when you was younger, you ate the salty stuff, and you know you ate this and you ate that. But then as you get older, that's what start giving you heartburn. You're like, whoa, wow, no, I got to slow up on that.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa, that's too much. Like, I can't eat that no more. It's just certain things you just can't do and you refuse to do anymore because your standards, you know. You
right.
You have stepped up your standards and you're not settling for certain things. And the sad part is a lot of people who are not settling wind up being alone because nobody's really fitting the bill for them. Like, nobody is
mm-hmm.
really impressing them or like, damn, like, this is not what I'm looking for. Like,
mm-hmm.
is there anybody, you know, out there that I'm looking for? There is, but they may
right.
not live in the same state or in the same country. That's the sad part.
Right.
Because it's like individualism is slowly fading away.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I know I say it a lot, but it just goes back to these labels and these titles. So they give you, you know, hey, do you want to be Nike or do you want to be Puma or do you want to be Adidas?
Right.
I think I'm going to be Puma. Oh, I think I'm going to be Adidas. No, I think I'm going to be Nike. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really wants to step out of the three and be like, well, I'm going to be Saucony. Oh, my gosh, it's Saucony. Oh, no, that's
right.
Not,
yeah.
That's not the norm. Like, but it's still a sneaker. Like, I like it. It's not about what you like. It's about what everybody else is doing. And that's
right.
the problem. You can't go around doing what everybody else is doing because what they're doing may not be good for you.
Right. What works for everybody else may not be something. Yeah. Like I said, the you know that on like I said that online dating is just not for me because like I said it's always some weirdo or something that, and it's just like I can't be bothered no more. Like I said, I've tried it a couple of times. The last time I tried it was maybe a couple of years ago, and I was like, you know what, I can't do this. I can't do it because it's just like, it's not for me. It may be somebody, like I said, maybe somebody else it might work for, but it's just not for me. It's just not for me. It got crazy.
Like, people started getting real intrusive. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Like, you're online. And then you're scared to give somebody your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give them your phone number, and then you're talking to the person, and the next thing you ask, because one time when I was doing it, I was talking, you know, I was first, you know, at first I was like, ah, you know, we'll talk online or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
we're talking online, and then she was like, oh, here's my number, you can call me. And I was like, so fast? Like, you just started talking, you know, just started doing
mm-hmm.
it like early today. I don't know if I'm ready to just call just yet.
Right.
But, you know, I wound up giving her my number, just,
mm.
you know, just to see what was what. And then she calls, and then she sounded all nice, but then she started asking, oh, so what's your favorite sexual position? I was like,
oh. Lord.
I said, wait a minute. And then she was like, you like to do it in the butt? And I was like, hey, whoa. So I'm like, hold on. So like, she just started asking, she was like, oh, because I'm a freak, and I like to do this, that, and stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yo, I'm confused. We just started typing each other earlier, you know what I'm saying? About an hour ago.
Wait, how could
you? Oh, you a freak. And then all of a sudden, I heard somebody in the background. She said, oh, I got to go, and hung up the phone. I was like, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
This is when you wish you had, like, a number, like a separate number. Like, damn, this person has my number. They might call
and
back.
And guess what? But she might have been underage for her. You know these young people.
That's why when she started saying all that stuff, and like, you like to do it in the butt, and this is that and the third, and I was free. I was like, I just started going, exactly, because I'm like, I don't even know you like that. Like, yeah, I thought about it. Like, that could have been some underage girl, and FBI and other line. Oh, we got this, Mike Ruffin. We got him. We're gonna get him.
Remember that show?
He's a predator.
With that guy.
Yeah, the dude with the weird eyes. The dude, he's just coming in and stabs you, getting the stab.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes.
And you just, and he's scared as shit out of you, just looking at you like, oh my gosh, his eyes. And
yeah, and David was all like, oh, I'm just here for, she said her father was.
Yeah, that's when I started to realize my days. Okay. We're having technical difficulties because we just lost Big Red. So, please stand by as Big Red calls back in. I wish I had some type of elevator music or something to play. In the meantime, but I don't. And
hello?
Here she go. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I saw that. I was saying I wish I had some type of elevator music to play while, you know, we were waiting for something for you to fall back in.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's crazy. Like, yeah, exactly. They want to get your number, then they want to jump. Like, I had that experience with this dude that I met off some website I was on. I gave him my number, and I reluctantly gave him the number. So when we didn't really talk, once again, he was kind of young, but he was, like I said, you know, these young people don't talk on the phone. They text message. So he texted me, oh, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm sitting here. What did I say? I thought I was just chilling, you know, relaxing or whatever. Oh, I'm sitting here taking pictures of myself. Then he texted me naked. You want to see? No, I said, no, thank you. I'm like, well, are you feeling something? And mind you, I met him on a Wednesday. This is like a Thursday. I was like, dog, no. Oh, you want to see? I said, no, thank you. Guess what? He sends the pictures any damn way. I said, yeah, well, that's impressive, but I really don't want to see. Just, oh, you don't like it. Sir, listen. I said, listen, I don't want to see that.
Sir. Sir, I don't.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see that. Don't text me no stupidness. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, like, to me, that's not being a freak. Like, taking a picture of your meat and, like, sending it, or
right,
a body part and, like, sending it to somebody. That's not being a freak. That's just, like, you really looking for attention.
Yeah,
like,
that's attention. That's a thirst trap, because it's like you acting thirsty when you do that.
Yeah, like, it makes me just want to say, like, did your mother love you?
Right.
Like, just, like,
Did your mama hug you enough, boy?
Yeah, exactly. Or did she put the pork chop on your neck so the dog would play with you? Like, what?
Right.
Like, what was it?
Stupid.
Like,
she put the pork chop on your neck for the dog.
Yeah. Like, do you have many friends? Because, like I'm saying, like, I can understand if it's like you're in a relationship and you're doing that. They're doing
exactly
little silly stuff like that. That's what
exactly
people in relationship, married couples do. Stuff like that. That's all good. But you're doing some online dating and you're just meeting somebody and, you know, you're like, oh, let me, like, yeah, this is my Johnson. Like, me and my better half.
Johnson.
Some chick is like, oh, look at my girls. Like, ooh, they're like, you know, like,
they don't, honey.
Girls.
Listen, they don't show,
like,
the girls no more. They show the other girls.
Yeah, I know, they show everything. Yeah,
yeah, they show you everything. And it's just like, ugh.
Online is crazy.
Yes,
like,
they are.
People are really going overboard on, like, hey, look at me. Like, wanting their fame or something. Like, dude, this is not the place to, like, show off. Like, I remember at one point, I think somebody, like, people went online, like, looking for pimps or looking to meet people in certain industries so they could like, either sing or dance or act or something like that. And I'm like, wait, this is a dating website. You came up here to try to get a job?
But to try to get find a pimp or something like that, like you said.
Yeah, maybe that's what they live in, looking for strippers. Yeah, exactly. Because that's the only thing I could think of, you being on, if that's a dating website and you looking for that type of job, then you must be looking for like a private dancer type of job, like Tina Turner type stuff or something like that. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. A private dancer.
And like I said, they don't make it, like I said, everybody is so, like I said, everything is so open, like some of those Facebook groups, they got, you know, they got all the turn up and freak this and that and the other. And like I said, these women be on there showing everything. Like I said, you told my just the girls, they show everything. Legs top wide open, breasts out, this booty. I'm like, did you realize that people can take your pictures and alter them or do something to them or put you on somebody's site without you even knowing? You thinking that you just putting it on that site, and I wouldn't even do it because, like I said, look at all the people that are on these websites or in this group. It's like 1,000-something people in this group, 2,000, 3,000 people in this group. Anybody can look at that and see that, and they can screenshot. And do they know the power of screenshotting? They must know.
They don't care. Listen, somebody, they don't care that you got their picture of them with a beer can in their butt on your phone and you showing it to somebody else. Like they don't care about that. Like they really don't care.
They
like
must not.
No, they don't, because once again, advertisement. So if I see you in the street and I'm like, hey, they what's good, start talking to you, and then you start getting on some funny shit, don't get it funny, because you're the chick with the beer can in your butt. So don't sit here and try to act funny. Like, don't do that. Like, you're the beer can butt lady. Like, don't act like you just talk about you as a freak. So it's like, yo, what's good? Oh, I ain't freak like that. Well, so what other type of freak are you? Like, you're a pretend
freak?
Exactly. You're a screenshot freak? Like, that's all you do? Like, come on.
That's the meaning. And that's the meaning of the thirst trap, because that's my thing. If you showing all of that, like I said, if it's a one-on-one interaction, and just like you said, you sending me pictures of this, and you sending me pictures of that, and you sending me pictures of your body, then say I'm bowed, and I'm like, yo, word? All right, Friday night, we going to hook up, and we going to the hotel. I want you to come to my crib. All of a sudden, you ain't that freak no more.
Exactly.
Or you do come here and you can't perform all of what I say or all of what you told me that you can perform.
Exactly.
Then where does that leave you then? You understand?
So, I say you fake, baby. Alexander Nelson. So disgusting. Can't be trusted. Like, yo, you're a fake. Like, yo,
exactly.
Up?
It's like, yeah, it's just like, where does that leave you now? So that's what I'm saying. It's just like, people just have to wake up and just realize that, listen, there's nothing wrong with online dating, but you have to watch who you're dating, and you have to watch how you project yourself to that person or people, how you're projecting yourself to people.
Yeah, because, like, all right, I don't need to know you're a freak until it's time to know that you're a freak.
Right.
But once again, we live in that microwave era. Nobody wants to wait for anything. They want it fast, fast, fast.
Mm-hmm.
But fast ain't always good.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Everything quick ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't always good. Like, yo, I challenge anybody to do it. Put something in a microwave and heat it up. And put it in the oven and wait for it to heat up. And see which tastes better. See what comes out better. But people don't have the patience for that anymore. Oh, it's in the oven. I ain't got time to wait for all that.
I ain't got time to put it in the oven.
That's like you recooking it all over again. Well, it's like, yo, what do you expect? Like, if you want quality, if you want taste, and you want the heat to really stick around in there, and you don't want it to taste rubbery, or you don't want it, because, you know, if you don't eat
right,
certain things
on
that
what
you microwave
is,
by
yeah.
a certain time,
yeah, it starts getting hard. If you don't want that, then you're gonna have to wait. You gotta put it up and be patient. But if you're gonna gobble it up real quick before it starts to get funny, then throw it in the microwave because you don't got the patience and you know you want to throw it back. And that's
crazy.
The thing. Everybody wants everything immediately. I'll post a picture. I want to see what you look like. Oh, okay. I'm gonna text you. You write me, then I'm gonna write you, and then boom, we're going to exchange numbers and meet up.
Right.
And then we're going to have sex and, you know, and howl at the moon or something like
right.
that. Like, it's ridiculous. But
it is. It's,
once again, online dating, it's there's pluses and there's minuses. There's good, it's good for people who can keep it in perspective. But then it's bad for people who can't. And I think there's a lot of people out there that probably just can't keep it in perspective. I remember a couple of times where I was watching the news, which is depressing in itself, and Craigslist. There was a couple of times on Craigslist, and they went to go meet somebody and got stabbed up or something like that, or somebody got robbed.
Oh, yeah, that young boy. Remember that young guy got and killed that man because he answered the ad in the Craigslist and the man wanted him for some sexual activity and he didn't want I guess he didn't want to engage in it and the man, he attacked the man and killed him or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, like, it's like all of that right there is like, wow. Like, once again, people be afraid. So now there's like a market for like do-it-yourself tools. Like go to the sex shop and just handle your own business. Like,
nice.
Wow. It's like, really? Like, I get it. But then do you see the pattern of like how they're just trying to like kind of just keep everybody away from each other? Like it doesn't be personal interaction. Like you don't need to go out there and know people. It's like they're really trying to divide people even more so and stop that whole, you know, individualism and just label, this is what you are, this is what you are, this is what you're going to be. And that's just that.
Yep.
And it's
crazy,
like it's really sad. It's really sad because I don't do labels. You know, I don't really try to fit into anybody's mold or anything. I really don't care too much for, you know, human food way because they kind of get on my nerves. But, you know, and I mean, listen, this is why some people have animals. Like, you can sometimes you can rely more on an animal than you can on another person.
Oh, that's definitely.
You know,
definitely.
People have hidden agendas. But at the same time, sometimes people just don't want to be reliable anymore. They don't want to be reliable. They don't want to be responsible. And they don't want to kind of like, they don't want to claim their shit. Like, yeah, I did it. No, I didn't do that. It's like everything is
yeah,
like,
I didn't
do
it.
Yeah, then I didn't do that. No, I didn't. No, I didn't do that. No, you're not going to say that I did this, but I saw you. Nope, I didn't do it. It's like, wow. Like, okay, this is what it is now. So,
people out there mind.
Yeah, people.
That's all I can say. They out there mind. It's just, I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered with just, you know, that type of, you know, that type of nonsense. I don't want to get it, you know, I don't want you to, you know, like I said, I think, we need to go back to conversation. We need to go back to talking. To just like I said, going out and meeting somebody. I mean, you take a risk doing it, and like I said, it's people are bipolar all over the place. But like you said, at least if you go in and engage with a person face to face, at least you know what you're dealing with. At least you know if that person's says something that's kind of off, you could be like, all right, okay, well, you know, it was nice talking to you. You know, you say, okay, well, you know, it was nice talking to you, you know.
You know, we'll engage each other another time, or maybe we'll see each other on the street. You don't have to give, but you know, it's scary because nowadays, if you don't give somebody your number, or if you don't engage them, period, in conversation, they get to a point where they want to hurt you, and it's like that's what I think is wrong too. It's a fear of rejection. Like people, they fear rejection, and then they can't take rejection.
They don't want
to be rejected, or they don't like being rejected. So that's why I think a lot of them do go to online, because they don't like being rejected, or they don't want to be rejected.
True. Well, we got another caller, and I believe I hear it in the background.
Uh-oh.
I believe this is. Go ahead, fill it, brother.
I already hear it.
You ain't gonna be on for a second. Go ahead.
You know, just like my sex life, you know. I'm only online for a minute, you know. But hello, Big Red. Hello, Brother B. How you guys doing?
All right, hello, fine. Hello.
Hold on 1 second. You hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's life right there. That's life.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you meet a woman online and start dating her, and just what happens if you suffer with it. But, remember guys back like 20 years ago, there was like the chat line, like Excite, and stuff like that, when you were chatting with people online for hours, like meeting with people.
Like, on the phone, right?
No, it was on the computer. It was on, like, the original AOL. But before there was like Excite and other chat lines.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't really remember those.
It was like IM messages. It was an original group chat line where you want to talk to random people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was like the original online dating.
Okay.
Like you would go to like black groups or the Asian group or the gay group, random people name was like code names, like Brother B or Big Red would pop up and you'd chat with them.
I remember that.
Yeah, get to know the person a little bit better and see if they're in the neighborhood with excitement. You don't know who this person is, so you want to know this person.
Mm-hmm.
So the excitement was right there, so you're like, okay, Big Red's talking dirty to me now, so what is this person all about? I think that's what online dating is right now.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the excitement. But it needs to meet someone at the bar. Of course, that's old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned. I gotta meet someone face-to-face. But to talk online, it's easy to talk crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's easy to talk crap. It's easy to get to know what you want and get to fantasize what's going on between us. I think it's all about excitement. Because I know girls all the time that do online gaming. Because they want excitement. They're bored. But I agree with you, Big Red, about the sexing thing on the when you just met someone. That's a turn-on.
If I say
a picture of my penis, it's like, to me, it's all stuff to see. Like, I need to get to you, let me show you a picture of my penis. I don't know your name or anything like that. You know,
they don't see it like that.
You don't know who you're showing your stuff to. You could be showing it to an undercover. You could be showing it to Bob the Builder. I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
But like Big Red said, I could take a snapshot and just post it on the website of your penis or your breast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the porn site, you see these type of things all the time.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, like, all I did, like, what happens to go fast and talking or go to the cafe and meet somebody? They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that no more, please.
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because people, like, you know what? There's fear, there's anger, there's no patience in the air. Like, and then now also, you got people who just financially just don't have it. You know, they're not even living from check to check. They're living from day to day. But sometimes they just may not be able to, you know, financially pull it off. So they go to these other methods to meet people. But once again, like I said, it's the atmosphere of mistrust. And it's that thing of, like, you meet somebody, and next thing you know, the next day they're trying to sell you something. Or they're trying to say, oh, do you want to be closer to God? You should come to my church. Like, and you're like,
whoa, what do you mean you want to be closer to God? Like, no, I'm
not going to try to kill you. I just want you to come to my church. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but
gotcha.
But remember back then, when you did online gaming, it don't seem like you were desperate for somebody.
Yeah.
Back then, it was like the one that last resort to do online gaming. It was like you were
right.
really desperate.
Right.
A long time ago, you were like embarrassed to say, hey, brother B, I met this girl online. I went to the website.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, back in the day, there was a stigma with it. There was this, like, ew, you met somebody on a computer.
Yeah, it's like, you met somebody online, ew.
You look like a loser. You look like a loser because, like, you didn't want to go out and meet them. But now it's the other way around. What?
Right.
You went outside and met somebody? Oh, my God.
Right? You actually know what this person looks like? You had a conversation? Y'all went to the movie?
Yeah. Oh, you just broke the rules.
Like, I have a friend. She's beautiful, gorgeous, down to earth. She's doing good for herself. And she do online dating. I'm like, I'm sorry, why? It's the mystery behind it. But, like, so far you've been unsuccessful. You've been getting losers. You know, let's say one thing online, you get intrigued. You go find out in person. You find out it's apple, but instead you got oranges, something like that. And the guys even sell her a picture of a penis. And this guy showed her a picture of a penis with so. It was a tiny one. Like, before we go out on our second date, this is what my penis looked like. It was like the size of a thumb.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Wait, a size of a thumb while it was saluting? Or, you know, in...
Was it in full form, or it was just, you know...
You know, she showed it to me. I saw it. I'm like, wow. I feel good now, you know.
You still?
Yeah, I feel real good right now.
I feel
like, thank you, Jesus. Is what these people do right now is like showing their bodies to what? Why would you creativity and imagination?
They don't have it.
But
they don't have it anymore.
That's the thing. There's lack of. Like, people stop doing that. And you know what? It's sad, the fact that people don't want to use their imagination anymore. Like, I don't want to see you in a tight shirt. I want to see you in a loose dress, and let me figure out the rest of it.
Right.
But once again, microwave generation. No, I want it now. I want to see it now.
I want to see everything right now. I want to see what you're working with before I get, because I don't want to be disappointed. That's what it is. They don't want to be disappointed because they want to be able to have something to brag. They want to be able to tell their friends, girl, I was done with this dome, and his thing was 20 inches.
Well, okay. But just like a microwave, what happens? You get poisoned like radiation. You don't get true fat fashion compared
That's
to a
right.
real cooked meal. You know, when you want a real good meal, you take your time to cook it. Marinate
it,
you know, take your time with it. To have a real
meal.
Microwave is 1, 2, 3.
This generation don't even want to cook food on the stove. So, listen, they don't want to cook a relationship either.
And they don't want to
wait
for that.
But people got the nerve to complain. I'm like, I was complaining to Brother B. Oh, this girl. When you met this girl online, what did you do? We had sex the first night. I'm like, whoa, what happened? We just got sex. What's the girl's name? I forgot.
Yep. Don't know the girl's name. Don't know nothing.
I mean, you really can't complain. I mean, hey, you scored, but that's what you were looking for. Like,
all you know is their Facebook name or their IG name or their Twitter name. That's what you know them as.
What happens when you go to the club trying to find somebody and get some magic art?
Because
I've heard
a group of women say it. Like, I just want to go to the club with my girls and just chill. And then these dudes always want to come hitting on you. We dancing with each other. Then the dudes come over to dance. So I was like, well, wait a minute. What the hell did you go to the club for? Like, what did you get dressed? You dressed up all nice, smelling all good.
Okay.
for yourself. My thing is this. In the defense of that, now I'm going, because I'm, you know, female, of course, and I've been through that. You know what it is? Because it's the type of dude that always comes up to us. It's always
the
like, okay.
The thirsty?
Huh?
The thirsty guy?
Yeah, it's always some dude that rubs up on everybody in the club, somebody that's drunk, or he's not. Oh, no, okay, you know, like I said, we're a little shallow with him. Maybe he's not dressed appropriate. He might be short. He might not be somebody that we want to approach us. But that always seems to be the ones that always approach us when we're dancing or whatever. It's always the ones that you don't want to be bothered with. But the dudes that you do like or think is good-looking in the club, they sitting in the corner with their boys or something or like that. Or they, you know, they in the cut or something, or they there with their woman. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know. That's the way
it
goes.
Well, that's why nowadays women are doing the approaching. A lot of them are doing the approaching because they're like, I'm not going to wait for Mr. Drunk to run up on me and start talking smack. I'm going to go fight. You know, I'm going to go, move on what I like.
But if a woman comes up to me, I just care. Like, okay, what do you want? What's the catch?
That's true.
I'm going to take that to you.
I've been in that situation before.
Listen, well, we got to take the initiative sometime because, I mean, you know, like I said, if you a decent dude, you know, and you know, I see that you a decent dude, it's like you're not going to approach me or you busy. My thing is this. I get it where they be looking all in my face, you looking at me, looking me up and down. Say something. Either you want to say something, don't just stand there and stare at me. When I get on the bus or the train, then it's just like that could have been a connection right there.
Yeah, but you know what? I've seen it happen before. It happened to me before. You getting all these looks. It looked like a goddamn shampoo commercial. Like one person is looking and she's playing with her hair, and then you looking and she looking back, and next thing you know, you're like, hi, and then she's like, I got a boyfriend.
So what the hell are you saying at me for?
Oh.
Like, what was your problem? Like, wait a minute. I thought you're like, all right, my breath ain't stinging. Like, what's the problem?
you gotta do the sneak breath test real quick. Like, you know, make it seem like you're rubbing your forehead and just bring your hand down slow and like, oh, okay. Like, my breath good. My breath good.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. You were staring at me. I was staring at you. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I got a boyfriend.
Some women we just like to fuck. Maybe you just like just the fact that it feels good that somebody's, you know, at least looking at you. That's how you feel. It's like, okay, at least he was looking at me.
Okay, but, so he was looking. You shot him down. So how do you think he's going to do the next time around? He's not going to want to approach.
You go online.
Go online. Yeah, that's how the online thing goes. Like, I'm tired of looking
stuff like
at
that. No, stuff like that calls people something to have low self-esteem about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I know I got it, but I try to get it, and it doesn't happen. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
So let me go online.
Yeah, because, you know, I love that saying, and I'm sure, Rodney, you've heard this before. Hot Rod, you've heard this before. Big Red, you probably, I heard this. I love this line. Oh, well, what took you so long?
What?
What took me so long? What you mean, what took you so long for me to say something to you? Dude, you was giving me all types of other vibes. I ain't know what to say. I ain't know if you even wanted me to say. Yeah, I wanted you to say something, but you was taking so damn long, and I was giving you all the signals. No, you wasn't. You wasn't giving me green lights. You was giving me amber. You was giving me red at times. You was even giving me yellow. You was giving me all of the colors. You know what I'm saying? You was even giving me burgundy. But you was not giving me the exact green light.
I can't make it easy.
Yeah, I was like, well, I can't make it easy for you. Wow, you can't make it easy. Okay. See, this is where...
Yeah.
What should a guy do then? Should the guy approach a woman all the time? Do you think there's magic, or just leave it alone?
I mean, it depends on how you approach I'll say speak just for me. It depends on how you approach me. Like I said, if you approach me and you like kind of like engage maybe in a conversation with me or something like that, and like I said, you have to be talking about something that's worthwhile me to keep me engaged in that conversation. Don't tell me something or you're talking of like something way off or you start talking about some other nonsense. And then it's like, then I get turned off. Then it's just like, I don't want to talk no more.
I got one for you. That now by you saying that, Big Red, I got one for you both. So I'm on the bus. This is some time ago. I'm on the bus, and I see this chick, and I just sat next to her, but I wasn't even thinking about talking to her. But I saw her tattoo. Now, you know, I like tattoos, so we started talking about the tattoo thing, and then she said she did her own tattoos. I said, really? So we're talking about, you know, the tattoos and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm just checking the body out. You know, it's cute and all this stuff. I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll give her my number, you know, or my email or something. We can talk. Then she starts telling me about, oh, yeah, she does, you know, like tattoos for her baby daddy. And I was like, oh, okay. So when all of a sudden, I don't back off, but I'm like, oh, you're talking about the baby daddy. Okay, so exactly. So I was like, damn.
But I think she did that on purpose.
Okay, so yeah, she said it, right? So then after she said it, like how I was talking to her kind of changed. But then I saw a look in her face where she was like, she felt kind of funny. Well, I started pulling back. But my whole thing is, you just started talking about your baby daddy. So if you start talking about you doing tattoos on your baby daddy's body, like, that must mean you guys are involved. Now, I asked another female about that, and she said, no, it doesn't mean that they're involved. I said, oh, she just gave him some tattoos. She just did a tattoo.
She's involved.
Exactly.
She's involved.
Exactly.
There's no need right away for us to mention baby daddy. If you don't know you like that. Right. She didn't. Women, let me tell you something about us women. I'm a secret. Like, y'all guys watch y'all secrets. We only going to tell you what. If we're interested, we're not going to mention certain things. If we're not interested, then we're going to mention certain things. Especially about another male. If I'm interested in the dude, I ain't talking about no other dude or nothing like that, unless he may, you know, he may ask, well, you know, do you have a husband or are you married or whatever. And I may or may not say whatever I'm going to say. But if we're interested in you, I'm not mentioning no other dude. Or if I'm not interested, yeah, I'm going to be like, yeah, well, my husband, my boyfriend, my this, my that.
Well, yeah, but because by the time the conversation ended, like, or before it ended, she just got real quiet. Because I guess she saw, like, it wasn't going anywhere. I don't know. I really don't know, but she started getting quiet. But you ain't going to talk about the baby daddy and think that I'm supposed to just, oh, well, here's my number. No.
That's the thing. You have some men that don't, like I said, just like some women. You mentioned the man, maybe mention, yeah, my wife. And they be like, okay, well, here's my number. They, you know, it just go right over their head. They don't care about that.
That's a damn thing.
Yeah. Quiet, I'm on the phone.
She ain't trying. She ain't listening to you. She's trying to get in the conversation, too.
That's why she wanted to state her opinion.
Of course.
Yeah.
And trust me, she does have a lot to say. But
yeah, I don't know. That's all good. Like I said, there's always pluses and minuses. It's a shame that we can't, like, really meet each other anymore. Like, we can, but then again, it's like we can't. It seems like you hear more success stories when it comes down to online dating than, like, oh, I met him at church, or I met him on the train. What? You met him on the train? Oh, you met some crazy on the train? Like you got to do the, like, people want to read a profile on you first. before they can step back. Okay, now let me. Okay, I see what I'm working with. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Take apart your picture and your profile and be like, can I deal with this? Is this person good? Da-da. Oh, you like kids? Okay, you like to roller skate? Okay, cool. All right, I think I'll respond to you.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to get to know. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to read about you and then make a decision on if I want to, you know,
engage with you
or not. And that's sad. That's sad. Because, like,
well,
I said, it seems like it's just going in the direction of, like, it's replacing personal interaction. It's replacing.
Well, some people go by, just like we were talking about earlier with the picture. Some people won't even engage in conversation unless they see a picture of you or you have some people that look, and I'm guilty of it doing it too, like, somebody may comment something, like, if I'm on one of those, Facebook groups, and they may comment something under my comment or something like that, and I'll go and look on their profile, and I'll look at how they look, because I'm like, let me see how this person looks. You know, I'm getting guilty of it, but, you know, I don't be like, oh, my God, this person look good. Let me add them as a friend. No, I just go and look at them, but, you know, you have some people that they won't even engage with a person unless they see how the person looks.
Well, is that person hiding something, like a picture? That means there's something wrong. There's a red flag there. Now.
Yeah, I feel that.
Sometimes people don't post a picture. They don't post a picture just to see. Because, I mean, like I said before, I checked out a couple. I read the little profiles, but they didn't put up a picture. So it was a couple of times where I would respond. And then I would ask them for, I would wait. I would just purposely wait, and then I would ask them for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were comfortable enough to send one. And I would be like, oh, okay. Like, they weren't bad looking. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was just like, oh, okay. Some people just either don't want their image taken, you know, like you were saying earlier, Big Red, or some people just are like, they don't want to seem superficial. So if
okay.
they're like, they know they look good or they know they're attractive, mm-hmm. they're like, let me wait. Let me see if you really want me or you're really interested in me, you'll see what I, you know, you'll read my profile and then you'll contact me.
That's cool.
I guess that's how some people probably looked at it. Like a couple of people that I came across, they looked
mm-hmm.
at it that way. They was like, why should I post a picture? Like, does it matter what I look like? Even though they were good looking, they were like, my look shouldn't be the basis of, you know, who we are going to be to one another. If, you know,
true.
We're together, we become, you know, that type of relationship. And I was like, that's true. That's, you know, that's really true.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, man.
You know,
I mean,
you do have a lot of self-conscious people.
But believe it or not, if I do, well, I'm with someone right now, but if it ever comes to the point where I'm looking for someone again, I'll be honest, I'm not looking for a beautiful woman from the outside. I'm a type of person, more about personality.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I want to
exactly.
know the person. Because, you know, I'm going to have anyone could be beautiful outside with the hair and all that good stuff. I'm not looking for a Beyonce. High maintenance, diva, all that stuff. I need someone who's cool, down to earth, and on her well-being. And I think that's what you look for. That's what I look for if I ever go online. I've never done online dating before, but if I ever come down to that, that's what I'm looking for. So, I understand what you mean. I don't want to look at a picture first right away. The woman's hot, of course, you know. She want one night stand. Hello, I'm down for that. But other than that.
She's hello, I'm down for that.
I mean,
but
that,
for a long-term relationship, I'm 40 years old right now. For me to do a one night stand is like, whatever. So I'm sure we all been there and done that.
Mm.
Now it's time to get to know the person and, you know, hopefully you have a future together. But right now, relationships today, the biggest problem, I believe, most people have is patience. You're
mm-hmm.
not patience anymore.
Well, yeah.
No?
Well, yeah, because they're not friends. Like, your friendship is
exactly.
the basis, the foundation
exactly.
of any real relationship. And if you can't be friends, what can, like, in your relationship, like, what can you really be? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can,
that's
you,
what they're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But some people are willing to trade in that friend part for something else, or they may want money. And the person, you could be with a person that's like, oh, he's my best friend, but he kind of broke, or she kind of broke. I got to go with somebody that got something else, some security or whatever, whatever the case may be. I don't know. But my thing is,
that's
it's
crazy.
Like, a lot of people got it. It's like they go with what suits them. But it goes back to that label thing, that individualism. Like, if you don't know who you are, how could you know what you want?
Right.
And that's what I think a lot is boiling down. A lot is, like, a lot of people don't know who they are. So they jump into these situations not knowing what they want, and then they see how it goes, and they're like, you know what, I don't really want this. But then they turn around and be like, you know, now that they gave it up, it's like, you know, I think I did want that. Well, it's too late now. You done gave it up. You know what I'm saying? And then for all those good-looking people, the dudes with the muscles and the chicks looking all pretty, listen, who knows? Balls might stink. Her ass might stink. Like, you never know. Like, you look good on the outside don't mean you good on the inside.
That's right. Absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
I, as a woman, I've experienced that where I went to the bathroom behind some of these women with, like I said, all that weave, this 20-pack weave in the hair, and everybody got makeup plastic on their face. And that's exactly what they smell like. Excuse my language, they smell like just that hot shit.
Oh, Lord.
I am not lying. Some women, I'm telling you, I've noticed that from when I was, like, younger, when I used to go out to the clubs and stuff. You go in some of them bathrooms, and some of the women come out of there, and everybody got on short skirt and all this other stuff. And it's like, how do you have on a short skirt and that smell just came out your body? Like, are you serious?
Ooh.
And you got some dude rubbing up all on you and all that. Oh.
Hey, when the alcohol or the weed kicked in, nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody. All you smell is liquor and cigarettes and weed. That's all you smell. That's all you smell is liquor, cigarettes, and weed. You don't smell nothing else.
No. That's what you want to see with it. Cause I know I'm just like I can't.
So we got 2 minutes left. Hot Rod. Now I put you on the spot. So now you gotta. What's your next episode on your show? And tell us about the absolute truth.
Oh, the absolute truth. Broadcast every Monday night at 10:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you put me on the spot because I have no topics ready for next week.
Oh, see, yeah. Well, you put me off guard, so I had to return the favor.
But I think one of the topics we'll be talking about a little bit about politics, about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, how most likely I believe Donald Trump will be your next president of the United States.
Oh,
well, let me pack my bag. He must got a big enough boat to ship us all up out of here.
Right, I'm trying to tell you.
So, yeah.
I'm packing up media. I'm gonna put a harness on him. I'm leaving.
Well, we're going back to Africa. He really going to be in the jungle. With the regular cat.
Hey, but now you could call me the Lion King, Zumba.
Yeah, you know. We better all start finding some African. We better start finding some African names. These American names ain't going to work when we get over there. So, yeah, man. So, thanks to everybody for calling in. Thank you, Hot Rod, for your input. And, you know,
thank
the little
you,
lady
guys.
Input as well. And Big Red, thank you again. And I'm a holla.
All right.
And, you know,
I'll
the menu. Everybody have a good night.
Have a good night. All right.
Later.
Later.